From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the German Chancellor speaks out on Brexit. European leaders are beginning to address how their relationship with Britain will evolve after voters have decided to leave the European Union. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told German lawmakers today that Britain will lose the privileges that come with being an EU member, but it will remain a close ally in NATO. Merkel also said that any formal discussion of the relationship would not occur until Britain begins the formal procedure to leave. In the meantime, some people in Britain are growing more concerned about their future.
Well, I think it's left most people worried. I haven't spoken to anyone who's happy. Even the people who voted out aren't happy because now all these different things have come up. Oh, you know, are we going to be more expensive holidays? And that's what people think, so I don't know. I don't think anyone's happy, but we can't do anything about it anyway.
If the British Parliament ratifies the decision, the process would take up to 2 years, during which time Britain would continue being a part of the EU. Advocates for abortion rights in the U.S. are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday that rules that states have no right to curb the rights of women to end their pregnancies by imposing an undue burden on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas, similar to that enacted in other states. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for a wave of bombings Monday that killed at least 42 people in southern Yemen. The blast targeted security forces in the port city of Mukalla and happened around sunset as the soldiers were breaking their fast for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Mukalla was under the control of al-Qaeda fighters until April when pro-government forces recaptured it. The UN is leading peace talks with the goal of creating a new unity government. This is VOA.